Good morning. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Yes Weekly, Main and Broad Magazine, and Charlotte Magazine. Our first article today is from Yes Weekly. Empanada Extravaganza. Local eatery brings a variety of empanadas to the Triad, by Ian McDowell. Empanada Grill, which recently had its soft opening at 5705 Inman Road in Greensboro, may be the first local restaurant to specialize so heavily in the Latin American pastries it's named after, with fillings ranging from traditional beef, chicken, cheese, or vegetables, to cheeseburger, pizza, barbecue, and oxtails. While empanadas have equivalents in many cuisines, from Indian samosas to British meat pies, they originated in Spain and Portugal and spread to Latin America, the Caribbean, and the Philippines, where they acquired a variety of indigenous ingredients and spices. From the Galician verb empanar, to coat with bread, the flaky pastries typically wrap a savory meat, cheese, or vegetable filling in a hand-held, crescent-shaped crust, making them an ideal street food. But they're also great as a sit-down meal, and Empanada Grill, which began as a food truck before cutting the ribbon on its spacious and well-decorated brick-and-mortar location in February, serves a wider variety than any other restaurant in the Triad, with more than 20 different fillings, including dessert empanadas made with berries, apples, guava, or cheesecake. A single empanada from the everyday menu, larger than many found elsewhere, is a hearty $10 lunch in itself, made with chicken, spicy chicken, beef, cheese, or veggies, tricolored peppers, baby spinach, tomatoes, onions, and mushrooms, and served with house-made potato chips. There are also sides of rice, beans, or plantains, special weekly empanadas with different ingredients, grilled pork chop and baked chicken platters, and an empanada combo platter. Daily breakfast options include egg and cheese empanadas with either bacon, sausage, or ham, and mini frittatas with spinach, feta, and tomato, or bacon or ham. And then there's the week's dessert, which on Yes Weekly's visit was a plate of small, sweet empanadas containing guava and cream cheese, dusted with powdered sugar. "We make everything fresh daily," said founder Rosie Melendez, "from the dough to all the prepped fillings. We exclusively use Summerfield Farms for our meat," said partner Lori Conrad. 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished. We just got oxtails in yesterday. She'll marinate them for 2 days because oxtails are tough if you don't cook them down. We cook it extremely slow. By the time we finish, the bones are lying on the bottom of the pan. We locally source as much as we can, including our fruits. Melendez and Conrad recently added a third partner, Jessica Harris, who has created Mexican, Cuban, Spanish, Caribbean, and Argentinian coffee drinks, and will be in charge of the upcoming beer and wine selection. "We worked with Jessica on several events, and we've had about a 4-year relationship with her," said Conrad. "She approached us about being interested in joining us, and her vision was that coffee bar. So that has been her addition to us, and it's been working out extremely well. At first, when she told us coffee bar, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know anything about it. The names and the flavor profiles she came up with just on her own. There's one that I'm addicted to and have tried to recreate it at home, and I just can't. It's the Abuelita. My favorite is the Chocolate y Café," said Melendez. "Hot coffee blended with dark chocolate and cinnamon." The business was inspired by Melendez's childhood in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico, just outside San Juan. There was an old shack near my school that made the best empanadas. My favorite had pizza filling, but all were great. Melendez beamed when complimented on the beef and chicken empanadas. I know you're sad that the oxtail is not finished marinating yet, but come back for it this week. And when it's the special, try the pizza empanada. I know that doesn't sound traditional, but it's what I loved as a kid in Puerto Rico. She came to North Carolina by way of Brooklyn and Florida and managed restaurants in Asheville before moving to Greensboro. To bring something unique and share the love of food I learned from my mother was where the idea was born. An idea Conrad loved. A veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, Conrad was born in Greensboro and grew up in Florida, where empanadas have been a popular street food for decades. But her culinary background began here. My grandmother, Ann Strickland, ran the lunch counter at First Federal Bank downtown, where I worked when I was 10, right before the move to Florida. Child labor laws were not a thing back then. Her grandmother also worked for Casey's Barbecue, which had four triad locations. Mr. Casey was a very good friend of the family, and when he died, he left my grandmother the location she'd been managing, while his family got the other three. At 20, Conrad enlisted in the Marines and served in Desert Storm. I have also been a police officer and corrections officer, but kept coming back to food. I always had part-time jobs, such as bartending, serving, managing, and I was always in a restaurant from the age of 23 to now. Rosie and I owned a couple firehouse subs in Asheville and Hendersonville. We are minority, veteran, and women-owned, said Melendez. To represent women in business is just fantastic, and the community reception has been amazing. Empanada Grill is located at 5705 Inman Road in Greensboro. Their phone, 336-542-0013, and their website, empanadagrill.com. The second story is also from Yes Weekly. Chow Down with John Batchelor at 913 Whiskey by John Batchelor. From the outside, the painted cinder block building looks kind of funky. The inside, with rough surfaced wood walls and concrete floors, looks that way too. So the name, Whiskey Bar, seems appropriate. Bar offerings reinforce that nomenclature with a huge range of bourbons and scotches, along with a large number of creative cocktails. My wife ordered the Honeysucker. She was well pleased with it, and so was everyone else who ordered a mixed drink. This place won Best Bar in Guilford County and Best Drink Menu in Yes Weekly's 2024 awards issue. Once again, Yes readers have been proven wise indeed. The extremely casual appearance notwithstanding, I was pleasantly surprised to see that the restaurant takes reservations. The menu grows out of Southern-style cooking. Sausage collar dip yields a rich flavor from sausage, bacon, onions, and blended cheese sauce, baked crispy and served in a cast-iron skillet, non-toast points alongside. I would have preferred more collards, but the flavor was quite enjoyable as served. Okra is battered and fried crisp, served with jalapeno ranch or chipotle ranch dressings. The vegetable is large and fresh, the portion abundant. We asked for both dressings, and I would be hard-pressed to designate one over the other. A real winner. Our first encounter with the main courses produced mixed results. Smoky brisket is topped with whiskey bacon onion jam, served with garlic, sautéed green beans, and cornbread waffles. An enticing description. But our portion, as served, contained quite a bit of fat and gristle, and the meat overall was tough. Not what I expect from brisket. We traded it in for an alternative. The kitchen, in what I think was a particularly accommodating gesture, sent another brisket portion out along with the new entree. This time, the meat met expectations. So, on balance, kudos to the kitchen. Chicken and waffles have become a popular combination of otherwise seemingly incongruent ingredients. In this case, chicken is marinated in buttermilk and fried crisp, very good in its own right, served on a vanilla cinnamon waffle with bourbon maple syrup. If a sweet supplement with chicken appeals to you, by all means try this dish here. It is well executed, served with fresh collard greens, a classic combination with the chicken. Catfish bears a light crust of cornmeal fried crisp. The fish is pleasantly clean tasting, well served by the flavor and texture of the crust. This large portion is plated over jalapeno cheddar cornbread with chipotle ranch dressing, also served with collard greens. Shrimp and Grits uses large North Carolina shrimp joined by sausage, bell peppers, mushrooms, and onions. The grits are rich and creamy, the concoction accented with Cajun cream sauce. This is one of the better renditions of this perennial favorite I have had. Honey garlic salmon is roasted, pleasantly moist and tender, enhanced with a honey and garlic glaze. The Swedish accent goes surprisingly well with the flavor of the fish. This is usually served with mashed potatoes and Brussels sprouts, but my wife asked for and received green beans enhanced with garlic. Initially, the potatoes were barely above room temperature, actually cool in places. Our cooperative server brought a replacement, which were warm enough. They could not just heat up the ones that were initially served because this kitchen does not have a microwave, and that's actually a good sign. The green beans are fresh, cooked softish southern style. The pork chop is about 3/4 inch thick, bone in. It bears a dry rub seasoning, grilled to a light brown exterior, ladled with southern style gravy. Green beans enhanced with garlic and mashed potatoes are the menu designated vegetables, but I asked for and received Brussels sprouts. I really like the way they fix Brussels sprouts here, sliced in half and fried, yielding crisp leaves and a brown, flat side. A restaurant of this concept must have a good burger in order to have credibility, and this one certainly does. The 913 Whiskey Burger centers on a handmade patty with real bacon, fried onions, leaf lettuce, tomato, and cheddar cheese, drizzled with homemade whiskey sauce, served on a brioche bun. There's a lot going on here. The thick fried onion made the assembly almost too thick to bite, so I ate it separately. It's great. I would urge the kitchen to make fried onion rings a menu starter. The rest of the ingredients come together in traditional style, and the flavorful bun provides a good host. And they could bottle that sauce and sell it on the side. French fries deserve special mention. They are cut rather thin, a little over 1/4 inch, and they actually taste like potato, as opposed to the much more common frozen products that come closer to paper in taste. I ordered these as a separate side and found an unusually large portion. You might even consider ordering them as a starter. The management team here has a combined 18 years of tenure at 913, rare indeed. Walter Hairston, executive chef, aspires to a Michelin star. He can often be found in the kitchen experimenting and testing. "Come here and taste this," can be heard multiple times a day. Anthony Castellero, bar manager, has been at 913 almost since it opened 10 years ago. He got his start in the industry in 2009. Customers come to 913 just to sit at the bar and watch him work. Jessica Morris manages the front of the house. She started as a hostess at 913 and worked her way up to the top. Dan Gatto is the owner. He is a UNCG graduate of the Bryan School of Business for Entrepreneurship. He cooked his way through school and for a time afterwards at places like 1618 West and Scrambled before diving into his own venture with 913. He says he is still happiest when he suits up in the kitchen. "I like the ambiance, the people, and the food here. Definitely recommended. 913 Whiskey Bar and Southern Kitchen is located at 913 South Chapman Street in Greensboro. Their phone is 336-617-4291 and their website 913whiskeybar.com. Next up from Maine and Broad Magazine, Small Business Spotlight, Dupree's Coffee and Company by David McCreary. It's 7:30 a.m. on a brisk Saturday, and an eager group of Java enthusiasts are standing in line to get their favorite cup of morning delight. Perhaps you think these folks are queued up at a chain store recognized by its ubiquitous mermaid logo. Or maybe you believe they are in downtown Fuquay at one of the popular independent hangouts. You would be wrong. These devotees have ventured to Dupree's Coffee and Company, a 1964 Shasta camper turned mobile coffee shop tucked in the back corner of the parking lot of Century 21 Triangle Group's office at 401 North Judd Parkway in the Quay. Open Saturdays and Sundays since last April, this humble outpost has gained a cult-like following, so much so that Dupree's just earned Best Coffee Maggie Award honors from the discerning readers of Maine and Broad. Think about that for a moment. A beverage-centric business that's open just 2 days a week, and it's not even a brick-and-mortar place, has won the hearts and palates of locals. So why is this tiny talk of the town such a beloved destination? Two reasons. Awesome coffee and kind-hearted proprietors, and not necessarily in that order. Co-founders Annette and Jason, Jay, Dupree, who have been married for 15 years, put love and care into every cup of coffee they serve, turning their shared aspiration into a bustling weekend enterprise. Originally from New York, Annette grew up with a penchant for baking and an appreciation for good coffee. The idea for Dupree's came to life because I have a passion for coffee and I love serving people in the community, says Annette, who works in the construction industry on weekdays. Interestingly, Jay, also an Empire State native, doesn't drink coffee, but he does relish the aroma of the beans, and he understands the mass appeal of a great cup of Joe. After exploring the idea of a portable coffee shop, the Dupree's found a vintage camper for sale on Craigslist. Like everything about our coffee camper business, we believe it was meant to be, says Jay. When it came to sourcing product, the Dupree's met Scott Canary, president of Carborough Coffee Roasters, and were blown away by his knowledge and commitment to procuring the finest beans available. The small batch artisan roaster has direct relationships with farmers around the world. Dupree's signature roast comes from fourth generation farmers in the lush, high altitude Actenango region of Guatemala. We get fresh coffee beans every week, Annette says. You can taste the difference. We also refuse to compromise on quality, adds Jay. What started with just 10 cups of coffee sold on their first Saturday in business has swelled to thousands of cups purchased each month. Popular items include the signature Spring Breeze Latte with caramel, coconut, and vanilla syrup, along with two shots of espresso, and the Salted Pistachio Cream Cold Brew, infused with salted caramel, brown sugar, cinnamon, and pistachio cream cold foam. Insider tip: the shop sells 32-ounce growlers of concentrated cold brew, but availability is limited. Once strawberries are in season later this spring, be sure to check out Dupree's exceptional Strawberry Patch coffee drink, Liquid Bliss in a Cup. I get local strawberries from Porter Farms, puree them down, and add espresso, Annette shares with a warm smile. It's so good. In addition to Java, Dupree's offers chai, matcha, hot chocolate, hot tea, and popular iced refreshers. Credit Jay for inventive concoctions like Arctic Blast, a lemonade infused with blue raspberry and blackberry, plus options like peach tree and strawberry lemonade. We can customize whatever people want, Jay says. Complimentary water with cucumber, lemon, and mint is available while you wait. Dupree's tempting baked goods include cupcakes, scones, muffins, brownies, and more. Annette bakes nearly every food item on the menu except for gluten-free donuts. The Dupree's have a commercial kitchen at their home and are licensed with the state to serve baked goods. Although people come in droves for coffee and other treats, many tend to linger and converse with Annette and Jay. It's uplifting to see the connections the Dupree's develop with their clientele. We always put our customers ahead of our business and consider them like members of our family, Jay says. We genuinely care about them and want to hear about what's happening in their lives. People openly share personal news with us, like when they land a new job, get engaged to be married, or find out they are expecting a baby. Annette concurs. We always try to be welcoming and truly value each person who comes here, she says. We are so grateful for the amazing support the community has given us. We put our hearts and souls into what we do. The love that people feel from us is pure, and I want that to come through every time I hand them a cup of coffee. Dupree's Coffee and Company is found in the parking lot at 401 North Judd Parkway in Fuquay Varina. You can find them on social media. They don't have a website. Find them on social media at Dupree, D-U-P-R-E-S, C-O-F-F-E-E-C-O. And next, from Charlotte Magazine, don't miss the dumpling station at Faux Good Time. The Dilworth Restaurant offers Pan-Asian dishes in a fresh setting, by Taylor Bowler. When a restaurant is called Faux Good Time, you'd expect pho to be the main attraction. While the Vietnamese noodle soup here is solid and simmered for more than 10 hours, the dumpling station takes center stage. You'll see it straight ahead when you enter the restaurant, which opened in Dilworth's Park Square Shopping Center in October. Behind a window, a woman meticulously kneads the dough, mixes the filling, and seals each dumpling before she takes them back to the kitchen to be steamed or pan-fried. In Chinese culture, dumplings represent wealth and prosperity. They're traditionally eaten during Lunar New Year and can be filled with a variety of ingredients, such as meat, vegetables, seafood, or tofu. Pho is equally customizable and comforting on a cold winter night, and the warm aromatic broth tastes more complex than a tomato bisque or chicken noodle soup. But the dumplings just feel more celebratory. Order the rainbow dumpling set and you'll get a bamboo steamer full of neatly folded pouches that are color-coded with natural dye, so you know which flavor you're about to eat. A dish like this feels special, even if you're not celebrating a special occasion. The 4,000-square-foot interior bears no resemblance to Fat Cat Burgers and Bake Shop, the space's previous tenant. The formerly red walls are now light and bright, with recessed linear lighting along the ceiling and glowing arched alcoves that give it a futuristic feel. The old wooden bar is now tiled in sleek turquoise porcelain, and pops of greenery decorate the dining room. The front dining area gives you a view of the flat-screen TVs above the bar, while the back room is a bit quieter, with additional 2 and 4 top tables and semicircle booths. The pet-friendly patio has more seating and heat lamps for the cold months. The boba and fruit tea menu, which is also displayed beside the pastry case at the entrance, has colored images of each beverage to help if you're not sure what's what. Each one is served cold, and the milk-based tea drinks have boba, chewy, bite-sized tapioca pearls at the bottom. The taro milk tea, $6.50, is a sweet, creamy drink made with taro root that gives it its purple hue. The green apple slushy, $6.50, is cool, refreshing, and practically glows in its highball glass. Adult beverages include the Tito's Matcha Mule, $13, a fun twist on the classic vodka-based cocktail with matcha green tea syrup, and the Vietini 15, which is like an espresso martini with Vietnamese coffee. They've also got wine by the glass or bottle, as well as a mix of domestic and imported beer. The menu incorporates a range of Pan-Asian appetizers like chicken satay skewers, veggie spring rolls, and Thai chicken wings. But it's best to start with the dumplings. They're all made to order and can be pan-fried or steamed. If you have kids, let them go to the window and watch their dumplings being prepared. It's splendid entertainment for them and might even offer you a few uninterrupted moments to enjoy your beverage. The chicken, vegetable, and beef dumplings each come 6 to an order and arrive with impressive speed. The pan-fried sesame bao includes 4 pan-fried bao dumplings topped with sesame seeds. Just don't wait too long to put this order in, as it has a 15 to 20 minute wait time. Pho comes in 11 varieties, and each one has a base of slow-cooked broth with herbs, bean sprouts, chilies, and limes. Pho Nam is made with hearty beef brisket, Pho Bo Vien with meatballs, and Pho Hai San with shrimp, crab stick, fish meatballs, and a squid. Other fusion dishes include sesame chicken, General Tso's chicken, and Taiwanese-style fried noodles, sautéed with chicken, shrimp, basil, jalapenos, carrots, scallions, cabbage, and topped with lime juice. This isn't boundary-pushing food, but these dishes are familiar and comforting if you love sweet and savory sauces and large, shareable portions. Pho Good Time could have easily sidestepped dessert, but they serve up an ube cheesecake with a creamy, tangy taste of cheesecake, with the sweet, nutty flavor of ube, a purple yam that's often used in Filipino cuisine. The turtle cheesecake and lemon berry mascarpone cake don't have Asian origins, but a good dessert is still a good dessert, and a sweet finale is always satisfying. Pho Good Time is located at 2410 Park Road in Charlotte. Their website, phogoodtime.com, and their phone number, 704-593-1388. We have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.